Welcome into this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and the founder, Tom Fortino. My name is Kevin McAlpin. Thanks so much for joining us here on the program. And obviously, if you're tuned in here today, you're already taking that first step towards looking towards your future when it comes to planning for your retirement. And obviously, we'd encourage you to keep this number handy, folks. If you'd like to learn more about any of the topics Tom and I cover on the show today, it's 630-864-6711. The website is alphawealthgroup.com. Again, that's alphawealthgroup.com. All right, coming up on today's show, when it comes to claiming Social Security, should you wait until you're 70? Well, we'll tell you the story about one person who did and later on had some big time regrets. Plus, what's one strategy to take care of your basic living expenses in retirement? And later on, we'll tell you why estate planning isn't just for the uber wealthy. We'll get to that and so much more. But first things first, we say hello to the star of the show, the man of the hour, and my buddy Tom Fortino. Tom, always great to be with you. How are you this weekend?
Good morning. Hey, I'm doing great. I'm ready to roll.
We are officially, I think we can all say now, in the dog days of summer, right? We're the heat, the humidity. But the good news is I know you're counting down to football season like a lot of folks are here in the Chicago area, and it's right around the corner. Can you believe we're only a few weeks away from the start of a new football season already?
You know, I'm okay with that because, of course, football, I think, is the best sport out there. So, you know, I hope people agree with me, and I think people are excited in Chicago, even though, as you know, we've talked about it. I'm a Detroit guy. Mm-hmm. But I still root for the Bears on occasion if they're not playing the Lions. And I think there it's going to be an exciting year for them. So we'll see.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll see how it all shakes out here over the next couple of months. But Tom, as I mentioned, it is the dog days of summer. And I can really vouch for this, that vacations and car trips with the kids, well, they haven't really changed a lot over the years. Listen to this. This is a new survey of parents from Talker Research. It shows that during a 7-hour road trip, you're going to deal with 18 sibling fights, 14 tantrums, and 22 are we there yet? Now, I would probably play the over 22 on the are we there yet? You can also have some unexpected stops along the way, toll booths, restrooms, stopping to get some food as well. But the reason I bring that up, Tom, tying it into our listeners today, there can also be some tax surprises that pop up, much like those toll booths. So let's talk about some of those unexpected tax surprises that folks listening today could experience when they get to their very own retirement.
Yeah, Kevin, one of the things when we go into retirement, you know, we focus on investments and that's important. We focus on income and that's important. And we talk about these things. In fact, they're one of the five pillars that we cover in the, you know, the five pillars to your overall retirement plan and being complete. But one of those other areas is taxes. And taxes, well, that can impact your income and impact a lot of things. And it may be one of the most overlooked areas. And so it's unfortunate when we go in and say we're going to be blindsided by some of these things, or maybe we're misinformed, or maybe we're not getting the right advice and we're not aware of some of these things. Let's just dig into some of these unexpected, maybe things we're not aware of and we should be. Number one is we talk about Social Security being tax-free. Now, in the past, you know, some people thought, what, it's going to be taxable? Yes, that's correct. So let me give you a quick example, and I want to really tie this into the big, beautiful bill. Because, we don't want these misnomers or misconceptions on Social Security. But up to 85% of your Social Security benefit can be taxable. So let's think of it this way. If you have, let's say between you and your spouse, $60,000 of Social Security benefits are coming in. Well, that means up to $50,000 of that can be taxable, right? It's capped at 85%. Mm-hmm. Well, that means $50,000, whatever your tax bracket is, if you're going to give away 20%, shouldn't say give away, you have to give back to the IRS, they're your partner. 20% of that, well, that's $10,000 you got to shave off of your Social Security. So you're not, your Social Security benefit's not $60,000. It always comes back to what is your net. Well, your net's going to be $50,000. And so you have to think about it. That's $10,000 that's gone that you have to turn around and give back to the government. Mm-hmm. And so we need to be aware of this. And I'll make one other comment because I want to be clear on this. The Social Security tax-free Social Security, it really isn't. That is really a misnomer. Unfortunately, what that means is most people who are, their Social Security is taxable, they've increased your deduction. So if you're 65 or over, you each have, let's say a couple 60, both of you are 65 or over, you each have an additional $6,000 per person. That's a $12,000 deduction. What does that mean? That means that $12,000 of your Social Security is taxable. Obviously, that wipes it out, and that covers most people. So technically, I just want to be clear, your Social Security is not tax-free. They still do the same formula. They still do the same process. Okay, so just want to be clear on that. But you need to be aware of some of those things because we talk about this, again, a lot, Kevin, forward tax planning, getting to tax-free. Can you get your Social Security tax-free? Yeah, absolutely. That's why when we get into things like Roth conversions and Roth IRAs, keep in mind those do not tax your Social Security at all. They don't ever go on your 1040. In fact, if you had most of your money in a Roth, you would get all of your Social Security tax-free. I do this in one of the classes we have where I get on the board and I show someone who gets $100,000 of income. This is even pulling money out of their IRA. Okay, which is taxable because of deductions, they actually pay no income tax, none, zero on $100,000 of income. Think about that. Mm-hmm. And so this is why this is so critical. So if you're not doing forward tax planning and you're looking at these things, boy, this is serious stuff. And again, otherwise you could get blindsided by some of these things. The other thing I would mention here is keep in mind it also impacts Medicare premium surcharges because your Medicare premiums go up $100, $200 more a month per person. So now you'd be talking about thousands of dollars a year on your Medicare premiums. Again, Roths do not impact that. Tax-free do not impact that. Health savings accounts do not impact that. There's other ideas to get to tax-free. We've offered that report on getting to tax-free. It's on our website, so you can always go to our website and download it, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. And I always offer anyone that wants to give us a call. I mean, when was the last time your advisor looked at your tax returns and talked to you about, okay, what can we do to get you to a better spot? Another example is required minimum distributions. Again, if you're not doing these, Roths don't have required distributions. So if we're not doing some of this planning, there's this sweet spot where you can start to do conversions. I had a meeting just this past week and the person said, should I do Roth conversions? Well, they're retiring next year. I said, let's wait till next year. We have some runway here to start to do conversions. So by the time you get to the age you need to take required distributions, what have you accomplished? You've moved more money to tax-free. You've reduced your required minimum distributions as much as possible. And you may even be tax-free. You're starting getting closer to it. So these are things, again, where we can be blindsided in retirement. And now all of a sudden, and then it's compounded by one other thing, which is not the most pleasant thing. But when one spouse predeceases their other, well, guess what? You're filing individually. Mm-hmm. Your required distributions don't go down. Okay, you could actually be in almost double the tax bracket. If you go from a 12 to a 22, you still have to pay taxes. And so when we talk about filing status changing, this is one of the five problems I talk about with large IRAs. Again, not a problem with Roths. So we need to understand some of these things. And again, as I said, if you're not looking at some of these things, well, ultimately the IRS could be a bigger part of your retirement. So we want to try to do some things with that. I call it, there's a difference between tax planning and tax preparation. So let me make this offer as well, Kevin. I offered the reports and the information on our website. That's great. But everybody's situation is unique. So for those of you that want to schedule a time, as I said, tax preparation is something you do every April with a CPA. Tax planning, well, that's something you put in place today to try to put yourself in a better place down the road. That's called forward tax planning. So if you want to take advantage of some of this, bring in your tax returns, bring in your investments, bring in all your information, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 to do some what I call forward tax planning, getting to tax-free. We'll also take a look at your overall plan from the investments to the income plan, everything as we do with anyone that comes into our office, 630-864-6711.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is get blindsided or derailed by taxes when it comes to your retirement. If you'd like to learn more, you'd like to schedule that initial consultation with Tom Fortino and the team at the Alpha Wealth Group. Again, that number, folks, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or you can always reach out to Tom and download those Alpha Wealth reports by visiting alphawealthgroup.com. Again, that's alphawealthgroup.com. All right, we'll squeeze in a break. And when we return, we're going to tell you some of the things that Tom, the human advisor, can do that AI and the robo-advisors still can't. We'll get to that and more as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Thank Thanks, as always, for joining us here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and the founder, Tom Fortino. Kevin McAlpin here with you. Of course, we hope you're having a great weekend, and we hope this show can provide you with some wonderful information when it comes to planning for your retirement. If you're tuned in today, you're one of two people. You either have a financial advisor or you don't. And if you're in that latter category and you're looking for somebody to help you put that plan in place for your retirement, obviously it's not something you want to put off till later in life, something you want to stay in front of. And you want to keep this number handy, folks, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Tom, I'm going to ask you a question I think I probably already know the answer to.
Okay.
You know, I've got a couple of young kids. I've got a 10 and a 4-year-old at home.
Right.
So obviously, we probably frequent the drive-thrus a little bit more than you do. Is that a fair assessment?
That would be a fair assessment.
I think we go to 3 or 4 a week just between baseball and soccer and all of our kids' activities. The reason I bring it up is Arby's is joining the likes of restaurants like McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King, and others. They're using AI technology when it comes to folks placing orders at their drive-thrus. Now, why do I bring up AI? Well, it seems like it's becoming a bigger and bigger part of all of our lives. But when it comes to planning for retirement, Tom, let's talk about some of the things that you and your years of experience have that AI and robo-advisors don't.
Well, let's start by talking about, you know, for those of you, you just want to kind of get an impression of how it works. You know, anytime you call your credit card company, you call your cable company, how does that work when you can't get a human being on the other line? I mean, if that does, you want to take your phone and just throw it against the wall.
Right.
Anyway, so robo-advisors, I guess, you know, there's some value, obviously, and with the AI, you know, this whole move, and I'm sounding, I guess, a little antiquated in my thoughts here. Yes, I believe in progress. I love it. I think there's all types of benefits and all the things that can come from it. Well, there also has to be a human touch. So, you know, as I said, robo-advisors or any type of advice that you can get, whether you're reading an article or whatever that may be, hey, that's all positive. But again, you want to take that as just a piece of the overall analysis, I guess, or evaluation of where things stand. But sitting down with someone, look, a robo-advisor, for example, investment offerings are typically going to be that typical pie chart with a number of index funds. You know, for example, we do we have stock portfolios, individual stocks that we own. They're actively managed. You know, our goal is to beat the benchmarks. That's what we try to accomplish. So it's a little more specific, and we design and customize it for the individual, okay, whether it's a dividend strategy because you're looking for income or you want more value or a growth strategy. Again, these are things typically you're not going to get from a robo-advisor. But more than that, just the other things that come into play when we look at your, you know, if you're talking it out with an individual, they're certainly not going to be able to pick up on your emotions, really what's important to you. And when you think about this, you take a look at your overall plan. You know, what about taxes? What about your income planning? What about your estate planning? Yeah. What about protecting from unforeseen events? And these are the things that we talk about when you're creating a retirement plan. So again, it's not that it's a terrible, terrible thing for robo-advisors. It just, the bottom line is, I just don't think you're going to get the attention that you need. You know, we have conversations all the time, and we're going to talk more about this today, Kevin. But when you have to make these decisions, whether it's, you know, on Social Security, and understanding the differences, what questions are going to be asked to you, what makes sense on that level, what about Roth conversions, and we talked about tax planning. All of these things come into play, and we can go down the line on these, but really then when it comes back to, as I said, you know, do you have, and these are questions, especially if you're working with someone, do you have a plan or do they have a plan for you, and can they define your plan? Are they keeping you on track? Right. Because it's not just about creating the plan, but then it's also as things change. And so do you feel confident that you're staying on track? Is there communication? Getting back to, are they providing tax strategies? Are they looking at your tax planning, estate planning? Do you have the right documents in place to control your assets as well as to make sure they go on to your children and grandchildren? And then what happens? We talked in the first segment about what happens if a spouse passes away. Well, you know, number one, you know, Social Security goes away, some of the income. In addition to that, now you're in a higher tax bracket potentially. These are things that we want to be aware of. Not trying to be insensitive to the emotional parts of it, But how are these questions being asked? What happens if there's a long-term illness? Mm-hmm. And I'm posing these questions because if you're listening, you're saying, okay, what would happen? Can you answer that? If you were sitting across the table from me and I started asking these questions, again, that's when I talk about a robo-advisor versus an individual person, and hopefully, again, you're getting this advice. It's not just, and I've said this before, it's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. That's important. And as I already said, we are an investment advisory group. I mean, I'm a registered investment advisor. We do active portfolio management, but then I also tie in tax efficiency to that. We also create a withdrawal strategy and an income plan. We also create the protection piece of it, and then making sure assets are titled property, beneficiaries are set up properly. Are you confident that these things are in place? And so, you know, I've got the retirement roadmap. We offer that. That's something that you can always get from our website. It walks you through these, what I call the five simple steps, the five pillars to your retirement plan. It's really, I would say, a blueprint to retirement planning. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be perfect on all of these. Step one is get organized. We've talked about that before. But then, okay, I get organized because many of us are not really sure, you know, what our assets are, what is our net worth, how are they titled, who are the beneficiaries, what's in tax-free versus tax-deferred, all of these things. What's my life insurance coverage? And then we uncover things we were totally unaware of. That's why, we offer the asset organizers. All of this is there, the tools to create an overall plan that makes sense and you're comfortable with to say, yeah, I think I've covered these as best I can. Those are available to you on our website at alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. So I would advise anyone, if you want, to download that retirement roadmap, and it will walk you through the process. And then we include the worksheets and the tools that are part of that. We can talk about these pieces, which we do, Kevin. Okay, what can I do right now? We talked about the big, beautiful bill last week. We mentioned it just this week about the opportunities there. We talk about strategies and how to create income we can't outlive, Social Security decisions, all these other pieces of your plan. But then there's how do they all tie together? Mm-hmm. And then how can you feel, you know, confident and secure in your plan and say, yeah, I've done the best I can. I mean, that's a good thing to do. So I would just say, as I said, that's where I take issue with the robo-advisors or this artificial intelligence. Use it as a tool, mm-hmm. but not an end-all and be-all, because it just isn't.
But when it comes to actually sitting down face-to-face, really getting to know somebody, I know that's something that's really important to you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, Kevin, that is so important. I don't care what anyone says, you cannot substitute in-person meetings. I've had some people come and say, is it, you know, we can do a Zoom, is it okay if I come in? I always encourage people to come in because, you just can't substitute. Then you have conversations, and then you get into, it's just more personal. And that's really what this is about. I mean, you can't get more personal than your financial well-being. And so that's why when I offer the opportunity to come in and sit down and talk, that's really what it's about. Because the first step always is, hey, I want to listen to what you're wanting to accomplish. And so, you know, again, we can talk about all these aspects, as I said before, the taxes, the income planning, the investments, the asset protection, the estate planning, all of these components. But until you sit down and really dig in and talk about these things, mm-hmm. That's really the first step. So, you know, I make these offers if you want to schedule a time to come in and sit down with us and start this conversation, because sometimes you just don't know where that's going to go. Mm-hmm. And usually it's a positive. And you walk out of here, I think I always say, in that first meeting, with more clarity. I get this all the time. It's not bravado, but many times people come out of these meetings and say, it makes sense. I see the big picture, and I see what are the next steps, and then we can test your plan. It's a process. So if you want to take advantage of this, to take a look at your plan, test your plan, do everything from the investment analysis, the portfolio analysis, the income strategies, all of that, tax planning, give us a call. Throw everything in a box. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, to schedule a time. I assure you, I'm confident it'll not only be an enjoyable conversation and meeting in person, but it'll hopefully reduce the stress level, and you'll come away with a few good ideas that'll make a difference in your retirement.
Again, 630-864-6711, or online. It's alphawealthgroup.com. Again, that's alphawealthgroup.com. All right, coming up next, we know the decision on when to claim Social Security is a big one, and we'll tell you about somebody who waited and later regretted it. That plus more as we continue with this week's Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Well, thanks for joining us here on another edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour. Of course, it's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Tom Fortino, Kevin McAlpin here with you. Of course, we thank you so much for being part of the show. Same time, same station, each and every weekend, talking all things retirement, helping you put that plan in place. And obviously, in our previous segment, we talked a lot about the AI technology and folks relying on that for their retirement planning. But if you're looking for that human touch, you're like looking to sit down with someone who does this day in and day out and has been for a long, long time. Tom Fortino and the Alpha Wealth Group are just a phone call away. Folks, again, that number is 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or remember, you can always download those complimentary Alpha Wealth reports by visiting alphawealthgroup.com. Again, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Tom, I was joking with someone just the other day, and I can tell that I'm getting a little older and I'm putting a little bit more thought in my future when I'm reading this article on gobankingrates.com. My day used to be MLB.com and ESPN.com, but I'm reading a lot more financial stories here lately, and I came across a really interesting one telling the story of a man named Robert. And Robert waited till he was 70 to file for Social Security, but now he has regrets. He said the bigger checks are nice, but it came at a cost he didn't envision. He put off bucket list trips thinking he'd have more money later, but unfortunately, Robert's wife passed away before they could really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So, Tom, is there a lesson to be learned here in Robert's situation? And when it comes to our listeners, how can you really help them paint that picture of when to make that really important decision on turning on their Social Security benefits?
There's a number of levels to this, Kevin. Yeah. First of all, it's unfortunate you hear something like this in this situation where, you know, here's an individual who, you know, wishes they could go back, because we have to understand these are irrevocable decisions when we make our claiming strategies, and you get a lot of opinions. And one of the things in this industry and just in the world of retirement planning is this noise. Everybody has an opinion. And so one of the things I really focus on is let's get away from opinion and let's look at the facts. And I will say a couple things about Social Security. And one of the things, I think we were talking off air about this, because this article that you read, you know, he made the comment, the stress of second guessing every year, should I wait, should I claim, was more draining than I realized. Mm-hmm. And that, it's just so disheartening because, again, you get all these opinions and you don't know, and then it's a stressful thing. And then in the end, you know, it's, in this case, it didn't work out for him. But I would say this, when we take a look at Social Security, there is no perfect answer, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean you can't look at the numbers. I just had someone in here a week ago. They're working with someone, and they said, you know, I asked about Social Security, and I said, should I wait? Should I not wait? And I'm not really getting an answer. Again, that's why we like to say we're different by design. So I ran the analysis for him. In fact, I ran two or three scenarios for this individual, and I showed him, look, what would happen if your wife took it and you waited? And then, you know, so you want to understand how it works. And that's one of the other things. We make this too complicated, I think, but you know, we have to look at both sides of this. Number one, you don't want to change your lifestyle. The other thing I would say is this also goes into when we talk about income planning. Income planning, what is income? Social securities, pensions, annuities. Are you working these things? And then your investments are part of that too. Do you have an income plan? Right. So you don't have to change your lifestyle. So you don't have to miss those trips. So you don't have to, you know, worry about, hey, can I go out to eat this week, or can I give something to one of my children or grandchildren and feel good about it? So that's why when we talk about creating the paychecks, it's just part of it. Again, I'm an investment advisor, but we do active money management. But it's not just about the investments. And again, I come back to this all the time. That's why this is so important when we talk about the income planning piece. Mm-hmm. Social Security is just one of those pieces. And so when we look at your overall income plan, okay, we have to look at Social Security as one of those, just one piece. Mm-hmm. But then we create an income plan to say, how can I create income I can't outlive? And how can I create income that for those that are married, for my spouse? In this example, okay, and by the way, let me offer that income planning packet, because these are things that are available. If you want, we'll get it out. It includes the Social Security decision, which we're going to talk about in a second. It includes maximizing income retirement, the truth about annuities. It includes all of these things as it relates to income planning. Plus, I'll include the budget and income worksheet. If you want that, it's 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. This is how you create an income plan. And so it's got all the pieces in there. Again, we'll get it out to you. There's no cost or obligation. 630-864-6711 for the income planning packet. But let me just make some brief comments about Social Security. The best thing is we do the analysis for you. So I'll offer that in a second. But, you know, we also have to take the flip side to this. And as I said, what's the big picture? In other words, you don't want to change your lifestyle, and you don't want to have to scrimp and save because you didn't take it at the right time. So again, you take those things into account. But also, we want to understand, maybe one spouse takes it early and the other spouse defers. Because keep in mind, the flip side to this, let's say he predeceased his wife. Well, then his higher benefit goes to the surviving spouse. So, you know, you want to look at both pieces here. Do I lock into a lower Social Security, and then now it's lower for the rest of my life? Because I've had conversations before. I talked to someone not long ago. He was in his late 70s. He said, you know, I wish I wouldn't have locked into Social Security so early because it's as low as it is. And by the way, if I pass away, now my wife is going to get a smaller benefit. So let's understand the things. Again, not the most pleasant story as it relates to this individual, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean it applies to you.
Right.
And so it's important to understand these moves. Look, you can take Social Security as early as 62. That's when you're eligible. There's three milestones, 62, 67, and 70. Most people, full retirement age is 67. 62 is your lowest benefit. Typically, it doesn't make sense to lock in. 70 is the highest benefit. That's when the 8% per year delayed retirement credit stops. Do you wait till 70 to take it to 62 or somewhere in between? Full retirement age is important, 67, because the penalty goes away. It's the maximum spousal benefit. We can't get into all of this. Sorry, I'm throwing all these things out. But keep in mind, I had someone recently, a spouse, turned 67. They turned on their retirement benefit, even though their spousal benefit was higher. And guess what? When they turn 70, they're going to turn on the spousal benefit. So there's a number of moving parts here where you can try to maximize. That's why we run the analysis and we look at different scenarios. And guess what? I made the comment, Kevin, there's no perfect answer. But, you know, based on this, you know, we talked about this individual second guessing every year. Should he have done something different? At least you can say, I really did the due diligence and I made a decision based on facts and I did the right analysis. You know, I think there's some value in that for sure. So that's what we do. And that's what I would offer to anybody as far as part of the overall. Again, we do a complete income planning strategy for you to create those paychecks for the rest of your life. But also the Social Security piece, how do we make that decision? And we'll do that analysis as well.
Well, if you'd like more details, maybe you are getting to that point where you're approaching retirement. You're not exactly sure when you should turn on those Social Security benefits. You'd like to sit down with somebody to get a little more clarity and help you make this big time timing decision. That's why Tom Fortino and the team at Alpha Wealth Group, they are standing by to help. And folks, they are just a phone call away. Keep this number handy, 630-864-6711 is the number. Again, it's 630-864-6711. Online, it's alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. And don't forget, there you can download those complimentary Alpha Wealth reports all on the website, alphawealthgroup.com. All right, we'll squeeze in a quick break. And when we return, Tom and I will tell you why estate planning isn't just for the rich. We'll give you some things to think about on that plus more as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group. Alongside Tom Fortino, my name's Kevin McAlpin. We are glad to be with you here each and every weekend, obviously talking all things retirement. And if you're just joining us, boy, we have covered a lot here today, including some of the unexpected tax surprises you could encounter in your retirement, plus what Tom the human can do that the AI and robo-advisors still can't when it comes to helping you plan for your retirement. And if you're approaching that age in which you are trying to determine when to start claiming Social Security, Tom and his team are here to help with all of that and so much more. And he's just a phone call away. If you'd like to get on his calendar, you'd like to have that initial no obligation consultation, give him a call today, 630-864-6711. Again, that's 630-864-6711. Or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Again, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, saw recently here that Warren Buffett is updating his will. Now, 93 years old, Buffett is obviously sitting on quite a bit of market value to the tune of $1 trillion. Now, he plans to leave the remainder of his wealth to a new charitable trust to be overseen by his daughter and his two sons. Now, that may give some listeners today the impression that estate planning is just for the uber rich. Mm-hmm. But what do you say when it comes to estate planning?
Well, I would say it's just the opposite, right? Because if your estate value, it's, you know, again, to preserve that and preserve it for your children and grandchildren as part of your legacy, well, it's even more important when you have, you know, for the average individual, because you know, it's going to be more impactful to you. So, you know, this is an area we have an attorney that does that, and I've had multiple meetings just this week regarding that. And on every level, you know, when it relates to the estate planning, whether it's revocable trust, irrevocable trust, how do you pass on different types of assets, beneficiary designations, all of this stuff. In fact, there was a recent article I read in Wall Street Journal this past week that said, I've read it before, but in others, it's come up a few times. It's going to be the largest transfer of wealth in human history from this baby boomer generation to the next generations. So for those of you that are younger, there's going to be a windfall coming, I guess. But, $55 trillion.
Wow.
$55 trillion. Anyway, I guess Warren Buffett's going to take up a chunk of that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when we take a look, I'll give you an example. So when we talk about in the state of Illinois, and I'm quoting the attorney, but it's a true statement. If you have $100,000 net worth or real property, any real estate, you will be subjected to probate court. That's just a fact. Okay. And so, you know, you're talking about assets being frozen. Your children cannot, you know, if you have a home and your name's on it, you pass away, that asset is frozen. They cannot sell it. They will have to hire an attorney unless they're going to do it themselves. You know, maybe if it's probably going to be a few hundred dollars an hour. If they have to go to court and sit there for 8 hours, so be it. That's just the way it works. And so you lose. These are the potential pitfalls. Again, one, obviously, I just mentioned it, is losing control. What about the fact that if you don't have things set up, because now a court's going to be making decisions for you. You don't make these decisions. Someone else will be making them for you. And so it's important we have these things in place. The other thing is, you know, even during your lifetime, when we talk about other documents, powers of attorney, medical and financial powers of attorney, again, if you don't have those in place, you know, we were talking in one of the earlier segments, Kevin, you know, about some of these things that we may be surprised with, whether it was the individual that took Social Security and then his spouse passed away, or the other one where we talked about, you know, surprises in retirement. Well, part of this is this asset protection piece we talk about, or the estate planning piece. Keep in mind, if your spouse is incapacitated or cannot act for themselves for whatever reason, assets can be frozen. Again, you can't sell the house if there's names on it. You can't refi. You can't access their IRA or their retirement accounts. They have to stay titled to that individual during their lifetimes. And so you may be the beneficiary, but if they're alive, again, that asset is frozen. Now you have what we sometimes refer to as living probate. That's why when I work with individuals, again, I'm not an attorney. I've been doing this for a long time. And the attorneys are part of what we do. I just insist on people having these documents in place. I say this, and it's true. Not only do I believe it's one of the best, probably the best thing you do for your family, number one, but number two, you know, it's kind of a non-negotiable. Everything that you, in one way, shape, or form, either your assets will be controlled by these documents or they will flow through these documents to your children and grandchildren. So it's really important we have these. Living trusts, we talk about those fairly often. They avoid probate. So, you know, you want to take a look at having a trust in place as well. And so it's just a title. So instead of having, you know, Bob and Jean Smith, it's going to say that Bob and Jean Smith, revocable trust. Trust don't die. Trust don't get sick. So trust don't go to probate. So you really want to make sure you have these in place. And also in the state of Illinois, I make one other comment here, because I've had people say, well, I don't really need it. I have beneficiary designations on everything. And I will make a comment there. Number one, beneficiary designations do not flow through probate, because that's the way it works. Life insurance, IRAs, if you have a valid beneficiary on there, but I would also do what I call a beneficiary audit. They will flow to that beneficiary. But keep in mind, too, if you pass away and everything goes to your spouse, your exemption is gone in the state of Illinois, your estate tax exemption. You lose it at the first death. A trust can preserve that. So we get into these things where I say those five pillars to your plan. I hope you can see why this is another piece. For those of you that have a plan in place, I always have this information available on our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Alphawealthgroup.com, we have the bulletproofing your beneficiaries, the six essential documents, the guide to asset titling. Again, imagine if you could start to get all these pieces in place to say, you know, and I mentioned the what ifs before. What if, you know, a spouse is incapacitated? What if a spouse passes away? What if you can say, well, I have these things taken care of? That's why I'm a stickler on this is somewhat of a non-negotiable with clients. You got to get these things in place during your lifetime, and that's what we help people do. That's part of what we do here. So, you know, if you want that information, go to our website. If you want to sit down, if you've done some of the estate planning and you haven't looked at it in a while, you know, give us a call, 630-864-6711. Give our team a call. Schedule a time. We can talk about it, 630-864-6711. Again, it's part of your overall plan. We'll probably uncover some things that you were unaware of and maybe some things that are exposed. You don't want to disinherit children. You don't want to be exposed to taxes where now all these things you've worked for over your lifetime, you got to turn around and share with the IRS, the government. Not a fun thing. Again, let's make sure this thing is rock solid and there's no loose ends. It's pretty common that people will do the estate planning. Number one, the first piece is once you do these documents, you've got to retitle assets. If you do a trust and you don't, you know, I've seen people come in here. It's been not uncommon. I'll look at their brokerage account statement and their name's on it. It's not in your trust. Mm-hmm. Your bank account, your name's on it. It's not in your trust. Mm-hmm. And so it's exposed to probate. So you've got to understand you need to fund the documents. You got to fund these trusts. And sometimes they'll buy another piece of real estate. They'll open a new account. They forget to put it in their trust. Well, guess what? Now it's exposed potentially to probate. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, life changes. Things change. And they may do these documents. They put it on a shelf and they don't look at it for a long time. If I said, who are your trustees? Who are your successor trustees? Okay, who's the first one? Who's the second one? What about your powers of attorney? What are your wishes regarding, your medical wishes regarding, life-sustaining treatment? Or who are your medical powers of attorney? Can you answer that? What about your distribution section? What if a child predeceases you? And so it's a good idea to revisit these all the time, and that's why we offer this opportunity. And this is what we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just part of what we do. We look at everything. And, we've talked about today already some of the income planning. We've talked about tax planning. Now we're talking about the estate planning. It's about being complete. So for those that want to take advantage of that and really take a look at your overall plan to try to minimize and remove all the loose ends and create a plan that you're confident with and you feel good about, give us a call. Just pick up the phone, give our team a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar right on the website. That way it can be easier for you, for those who prefer that method. Or if you have a question or want to email me, I will always answer your questions. Please feel free to reach out. We want to be a resource for you. Again, give us a call.
864-6711 or online at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, this hour has zipped right on by. We are quickly running out of time. But before we say goodbye for the weekend, I'd love to leave the floor all yours for the final word.
Well, Kevin, we've talked about the robo-advisor a couple of times versus there's been a reference to that versus the personal touch. And so, as I said, you know, there's an opportunity. I think if you want, for those of you that have any questions, want to meet, you'll get an answer that's specific to your situation for you and your family. So please feel free to reach out for us for those that on any specific item, whether it's just on one thing we talked about or just your overall planning. You can always, again, give us a call directly. You can email me. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. In any way we can help you, I always offer that. You can attend one of our classes, sign up for our newsletter, and there's no cost to it for you. So, as I said, please consider us a resource on any level. I hope this has been helpful. As always, every week we talk about these topics. We're here every week, same station, same time. And as always, in the meantime, everyone, have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.